Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Did you ever lose something? Drives you nuts. You lost. Did you get mad at yourself?
Oh, yeah.
How could I do that?
Usually it's my temper, but anyway.
Yeah, me too. Bane of my existence.
Yeah, but I find it real quickly, though, unfortunately, for those around me.
Yes, exactly. All right. Well, South Carolina lost something, but then found it.
Yeah.
I don't know what to make of this, Kate, because I don't trust the AP's reporting like you, okay?
Yeah.
So if the AP says something, I'm like, did that really happen? But here it is, okay, from the Associated Press. Yesterday, South Carolina has $1.8 billion, but doesn't know where the money came from or where it should go. I know that's better than losing $1.8 billion, like not knowing where it went, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's say that right off the bat. But, okay, South Carolina has collected about $1.8 billion in a bank account over the past decade. That part's important.
Yeah.
And state and private accountants are still trying to figure out where the cash came from and where it is supposed to go. Republican Senator Larry Grooms, it's like going into your bank and the bank president tells you you've got a lot of money in your vault. But we just don't know who it belongs to. Larry Grooms, Republican senator, is leading a state Senate panel investigating the problem. It's the latest trouble with the state's books. And the two agencies are trying to, you know, basically figure it out. Listen to this. Investigative accountants are still trying to untangle the mess. But it appears that every time the state's books were out of whack, as they have been because we shifted to a new computer system in the late 2010s, We shifted to a state chip. Okay. The state shifted to a computer system in the 2010s. Okay. Investigative accountants are still trying to untangle the mess. The issue appears to involve actual cash. So it's real money. It's, you know what I mean? It's not like a accounting error or something on a ledger. Investigative accountants are still trying to untangle the mess, but it appears that every time the state's books are out of whack, money is shifted from somewhere into an account that helped balance it out. Whatever caused the bank account errors has not been rectified. And if there are records showing where the $1.8 billion came from, they have not been shared with state leaders. It does not inspire confidence. But the good news is no money was lost, said Republican Governor Henry Master. I don't actually think we know that. I don't think we know anything. We don't know where it came from, and we don't know how it got there, and we don't know where it belongs. They say the state treasurer, hold on real quick, Loft, and then I want to get you to react. The state treasurer, Curtis Loft, said his staff has spent thousands of hours researching the account. Okay. So $1.8 billion. Now, I think something interesting about this money, Lee, because remember the gas tax that we needed because we did not have the money to build roads, allegedly. Maybe we just didn't know we had the money to build roads. Maybe we don't even know what we have. The gas tax was supposed to raise $1.9 billion. It has raised $1.1 billion so far. Well, shoot, we got $1.8 sitting in an account. Maybe we didn't need the gas tax. Maybe they just don't know. What are these people doing in Colombia?
Well, I think part of this goes back to the situation with Richard Ekstrom, who basically had to quit as the comptroller general, who had been in that position for years. And although I don't think it was ever determined or ever really accused that he was profiting from some of the mistakes, but there was mistakes that were made from an accounting standpoint because, you know, there was supposed to be like, what was that, hundreds of millions or billions of dollars that were just missing, that we didn't have as much money as we thought we had. Well, now all of a sudden we've got more money than we thought we had. And I know that there are some who are trying to point a finger at the treasurer, Curtis Loftus, but that's not his job, which is what he has said. You've heard Curtis Loftus on here plenty of times. And,
yeah,
you know,
he's a nice guy.
He seems to be pretty much on top of things and has one of the few fiscal conservatives in Colombia, not an elected official, but as far as the legislature is concerned, but, you know, certainly in charge of large sums of where the money goes and seems to be pretty responsible. But, I agree with you from this standpoint of this thing about the gas tax. Like, I'm tired of hearing about this, about money for roads. This state's got the money. This state misspends the money. This state wastes the money constantly. And I've about had it with hearing from any entity talking about raising taxes again to do something about roads, which they never do anything about.
Yeah, I mean, let's just go ahead and spend that. Looks like we have double the gas tax money now. We got $1.8 billion just sitting there.
Yeah. And you pay for that every time you put a gallon of gas in your car or truck, and you are paying for that every single time. Every time. And that ain't Joe Biden. That's not Democrats in D.C. That's legislators in Colombia.
The article ends with this. Legislative leaders in the governor want to wait for some sort of definitive report about where the money came from before tapping into the account. There's a lot of money and there's no need to hurry up and try to spend it. No. Look, South Carolinians are struggling to buy food, okay? This is not, they're getting ready to hold a party is what they are. They're going to keep taxing us every time we go to the pump. Has anybody seen gas prices lately?
Yeah, I see it like every week when I fill up.
Yeah, okay, well, you know what? Before it was good times, it was party times when they passed it, right? We had more money. We could afford food. Now we can't.
Yeah, back in the good old days when Trump was president.
Exactly. And things were normal. So, look, before y'all have a party up there in Colombia, start throwing cash around, how about we end the gas tax? We don't need it. We don't need it. It was supposed to, again, raise $1.9 billion. We got $1.8 sitting in an account. We don't even know where it came from. We've had it there since this whole mess apparently started around 2010, as best as they can tell, which means, Lee, think about the irony of this. We never needed the gas tax.
Yeah.
They're like, we don't have any money. They don't even know what they have. That's how poorly, you know what this shows? Somewhere, I don't know where, I'm sure we'll eventually find it out. The forensic accountants will figure what the heck is going on in Colombia. Colombia is so poorly run and managed that we can actually have, this is the jaw-dropping part. Whoever's at fault, I'm sure we'll figure it out. We can actually have $1.8 billion sitting in an account and we don't know where it came from. And we don't know like where it's supposed to go to. And they have forensic accountants on it. They've spent thousands of hours on it and they still can't figure it out.
I'm happy when I've got $18 in my account I hadn't figured out where it came
from. I love when
from.
That happens. Yes. I know. Isn't that great? It feels like a gift from God, but actually you just did the math wrong in your head. But that's okay. You're just as happy. You know what I mean? These legislators do not, you know what? Send some of this money to Greenville County. How about that? And let's not have another tax hike for roads where we pay more money, but there doesn't ever seem to be any new roads materializing.
Just pave the ones that are there for crying out loud. I mean, they're finally doing something about that section of 85 that I have to drive up and down every day, both ways. You know, they're grinding it down to the base level, and then apparently they claim that they're going to repave it. It's like, but that's been pathetic for years. For years. There's been a huge pothole right up there around the Malden Road area or the Augusta Road area approaching Lawrence Road. it's just like you have to go around it. And it's on the interstate when you're sitting there doing 65, 70 miles an hour and you've got this huge pothole that you have to move out of a lane to avoid.
And after a while, you get to know where they are.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't have to replace your tire every time you go over it.
There's one in Anderson County right before I get to one of the TV station's radar things out there. And that big dome radar thing out there where the haunted house thing is. And I know to move over to avoid that every day.
Well, and this was my reaction. We got a text on the text line. As a business owner, I've always treated an overage more seriously than a shortage. Yeah, because you know what? I mean, they're saying, well, don't worry. We got money there. We don't know where it came from. But don't worry. You know, it's all accounted for. You don't know that. You don't know where it came from. If you don't know where it came from, here's the thing. Let me just bottom line. How many people are stealing from the state right now? Stealing money from the state? Nobody even knows. If you managed to amass $1.8 billion over about a decade and nobody noticed it there until recently, and now nobody, even the forensic accountants, can't figure out how it got there. But don't worry. Nah, nobody took money from us. Are you sure about that? I mean, did y'all lose $2 billion somewhere? They don't know. But that's just a funny. I read this last night. I was laughing hysterically. I was like, how can that happen? You know, I mean, I would have questions about how well the state is managed fiscally if $80,000 showed up in an account somewhere and they couldn't account for it. That shows the whole system is screwed up. $1.8 billion is sitting in an account. And again, for those just tuning in, the headline had me laughing before I even got into the story. South Carolina has $1.8 billion but doesn't know where the money came from or where it should go. Okay.
Well. I know where it should go.
I don't want to hear anything about a tax hike at this point. You guys do not have a clue what you're doing up there.
Well, that's on top of whatever surplus they determine, they guess, that we've got at the end of the year to begin with.
Yeah, that was the killer because after they, I mean, every year they're like, wow, we don't have enough money for roads. We need to raise taxes. And then at the end of the year, every year.
Oh, got a surplus. Guess what?
Like what, $1 billion?
Yeah.
Well, we've had enough surpluses to pay the gas tax bill many times over since the gas tax passed. And they're always like, oh, a surplus, how exciting. Let's go spend that now. Texter writes here, the road going into Greenville over the bridge, I don't know what bridge you're talking about, is horrible. Just think what visitors think. My daughter and I come back from volleyball tournaments, and she would point it out to me. She's just a kid. She doesn't care about this stuff. She's like, there's the roads. And you can tell as soon as you go over the state line. That has not changed.
That my trips to Charlotte to go see my daughter and son-in-law and granddaughter. Yeah, it's just like, you know, you leave South Carolina, once you get out of the construction zone and you hit North Carolina, finally smooth sailing. And then when on the backside, you know, smooth all the way down the Tar Heel State, that side of 85. And then boom, you know, there's. Although on the southbound side, they've got a lot of that construction fixed. So it's not too bad until you get to around Spartanburg. And then it's when it goes downhill in a hurry.
I'll tell you when you really see it. It's like, you know, my daughter and I have spent many, many, many hours on the road and we drive to other states for sports. Yeah. And so you really get to know their roads too. Yeah. And then you're real shocked when you come back over the state line. You're like, wow, these roads suck.
I tell you, Georgia, Alabama.
Yes.
Good roads. Uh-huh. Louisiana and Mississippi. Good gosh. Forget about it. They're as bad as we are, if not worse.
Texter writes, and I'll wrap the segment with this because we're over. There are some potholes so big in Anderson that when you hit them, it about launches your vehicle off of the road sideways.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want to bet right now that $1.8 billion, Lee, is not going to be spent for roads.
No.
Nope, it's not going to be. It's going to get funneled into the most powerful legislators' districts for silly projects. Is what it's going to do. They're not going to fix the roads with it. You watch.
I guess somebody's getting a new green bean museum.
Well, because what would we do without a green bean museum? I hate green beans. It doesn't matter what you do to them. I can't make them taste good.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning. Okay. I've been warning you for a while about central bank digital currency. It's the dollar that controls you. Once you own the dollar controls you. You don't control the dollar. Elites control the dollar, and they just let you use it, but only if you behave. Can you imagine living in a country where you earn the money, but then to keep it, you have to behave? Where the money is programmable. So, if you misbehave, like you post the wrong thing on social media, it can be frozen. The money spies on you. The money keeps a record of who owns it and who has owned it and what they bought with it, negating the need for the Treasury to spy on you, as we've caught them doing the last couple of years, where they were demanding banks flag purchases of guns, ammo. You know, if you were shopping at a gun store, it would flag it. Religious texts, any Trump merch, like hat, shirt, anything like that, and a whole list of other subversive stuff that kind of suggested you might be planning a terror attack, you know, reading your Bible and wearing your Trump hat. Well, they won't have to do any of that anymore because the money will report to them. This money can do so many things. For instance, suppose you've already bought steak twice this week. You've hit your monthly allotment. The money can refuse to spend itself. The possibilities are literally endless for the level of control they could have. Suppose they don't want you buying one of those religious texts. Well, the money can simply refuse to operate at the checkout point. It will report every single thing you do to the government as a condition of owning it at all. Or you could just choose not to get paid at work. Worse, a system is being built by the Gates Foundation that allows your employer to program the money that they give you. So far, it looks like this will only apply to major employers. So suppose that employer doesn't want you shopping at Hobby Lobby and Chick-fil-A. They don't like those places. Well, they can program the money not to work. Suppose your employer has an issue with the most popular version of the Bible, which has not been sufficiently censored. To comply with LGBTQ preferences. Your dollar doesn't work to purchase it. No, your employer said they didn't want that. That was one of the conditions. Suppose your employer does not want you buying any more guns or ammo. Well, they could pre-program for that too. What it will do, it is absolutely almost inconceivable the amount of control we are talking about here. ability to freeze individual dollars at the Treasury. Total control, which is why it was outlawed in the state of Florida. We may all end up living there at the rate we're going, because the announcement I have dreaded for a long time has come. Headline: Swift planning launch of central bank digital currency trading platform in 12 months. Reuters has broken the unfortunate news. Global bank messaging network Swift. So this is the system used for the most part primarily by the West. This is like us and the EU. The EU has already officially announced that it's launching digital currency and that it will be programmable. They're going to have total, absolute, and complete control. Folks, if you're wondering why they have launched this censorship regime and why they are so determined to censor so-called misinformation and control you, it is because they are doing it in anticipation of the launch of central bank digital currency. So the whole system, just like in China, will be connected. You say the wrong thing, you do the wrong thing, you buy the wrong thing. Punishment comes. But the punishment is Swift and it hits your bank account. Imagine posting the wrong thing. I've done it many times. Well, it was the right thing. That's why it got censored. I was correct. And then I got to go to the grocery store, I load up my cart, try to check out. It doesn't work. Try to turn my thermostat. That doesn't work either. See the system they're building? That's how it works in China. They want to duplicate it here. But what they need is an international system that connects to trade this on. Global messaging network Swift is planning a new platform in the next 1 to 2 years to connect the wave of central bank digital currencies now in development to the existing finance system, it has told Reuters. They're going forward with this. They're going forward with this. The move, which would be one of the most significant yet for the nascent CBDC's ecosystem, given Swift's key role in global banking, is likely to be fine-tuned when the major ones are launched. What does this tell you? Look, under Trump, unfortunately, we launched FedNow. FedNow is the system central bank digital currency runs on. It's one of the reasons I broke up with Trump. I could not comprehend why he would do this to us. And then I found out that Kushner was going behind his back and working on a lot of this. Or maybe he knew and just didn't want to take credit. I don't know. Now, Trump has since realized the error of his ways and has come out and said no central bank digital currency under Trump. So it's critical that we elect Trump. Unfortunately, the system he launched to run it is called FedNow and it's up and running. It's a system it'll run on. And I don't know if we could stop it. In fact, if we don't control Congress and the presidency, I will go so far as to say we can't stop it. We're going to have to hope state rebellions are enough. It's been outlawed in Florida. And right now our legislators are monkeying around with outlawing it, but they never seem to get there. Now, folks, understand this. It's not the technology that's the problem, okay? We could have a central bank digital currency that is anonymous, just like your dollars are anonymous right now. They don't track you, right? And that would be okay. I mean, it wouldn't change things much. It's the lack of anonymity. And that is why the biggest story of last year, and I said this at the time, was the announcement by Christine Lagrand and Jerome Powell that they could make it anonymous, but they're not going to. It will track you, and you will need a digital ID to use it. The same one Nikki Haley proposed. It was the biggest, most important thing she was going to do. Remember? Day one, digital ID to use the internet.
When I get into office, the first thing we have to do, social media accounts, every person on social media should be verified by their name. That's, first of all, it's a national security threat. When you do that, all of a sudden people have to stand by what they say.
Yeah. So what they were hoping was they could, you're going to want to use social media. They could force you into a digital ID. You'll do it voluntarily. They won't have to do it to you at the point of a gun. And guess what? Now you're in the banking system. They got your digital ID. They tie it to your money. You're done. You'll never say a thing they don't want again without them ever firing a shot.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
all-star closer, Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whenever there's one of these ranking studies by state, I always brace myself. We never do well in those, state of South Carolina, but we are winning in one category. Before I tell you what that is, though, because it's quite telling, I'll tell you this. South Carolina ranked number 3 in the nation in terms of people being most desperate for a job. Okay. I don't know if that led to this next rank we just learned that we have, but we are winning at something. And for once, it's not drunk driving, drug use, or syphilis. We're usually in the top 5 for all of those things. No, it's something else. You guys are pretty much you're pretty entrepreneurial, apparently. States earning the most. Where it's people earn the most on OnlyFans. I don't know what y'all are doing, but you're raking in the dough. South Carolina takes the top spot with creators earning a median income of $1,460 a month. You're thinking, shoot, how do I do that? Well, what is OnlyFans? I bet a lot of our male audience knows what OnlyFans is. OnlyFans is an internet content subscription service where you subscribe to people you like and they perform for you. The service is used primarily by sex workers who produce pornography. A lot of smut on there. But it also hosts the work of other content creators too, like physical fitness experts and musicians, but it's primarily sex workers. Subscription service, and then you can do private, never mind. Anyway, you get the picture. Well, most of y'all been on there. At least check it out. And if you didn't know what you were wandering into, you soon found out. Okay, number 1 in the nation, South Carolina. I have mixed feelings on this. Yeah, you can see what happens. It's 2 surveys this week. People desperate for jobs, so they take off their clothes online. Now, given South Carolina's top 5 in the nation rate of morbid obesity, I'm a little curious about which ones of us are online, you know what I'm saying? But I mean, no judgment, whatever. Well, you just go make the money you make the way you want. But anyway, you guys are making the most on OnlyFans. Why is this? This one is opportunities to do the show. Why don't you text me, 71307? What is it about South Carolina? And by the way, we are ahead by a mile here. New research has discovered the states that earn the most on OnlyFans. That means whatever kind of performance you're putting on is pretty popular. It means you've got it going on, shall we say. South Carolina takes the top spot. Creators earning a median monthly income. Median, so this is the average of $1,460. The next closest state is South Dakota, and they only make $903. So look, maybe let's put a positive spin on this. We're the most entertaining people in the country online. Texture rates. Oh, my God. Y'all, come on. Send me stuff I can read. Texture rates. Now, Tara, those thick girls have got to make some money, too. Well, I mean, it could be guys, too. This man on there. I mean, Texture rates. It's the accents. Oh, you think people want to be ordered around in a Southern accent? I don't know. Do they? Texter rates. Hey, Tira, would that mean we have a stiff lead in South Carolina? Another texter rates. We have no scruples in this. This is supposed to be one of the most religious states. That's the crazy thing. Texter rates because we have pretty feet. I'm having to sort through these because I don't want to lose the license. Texture rates, yeah. Texture rates, big girl panty sniffing. All right, that's kind of walking up to the edge there. Texture rates, how are Democrats going to get their bribes from China. Oh, if it's a central bank digital currency, I don't know. Well, that'd be a record, but then the FBI just come along and cover it up like with Hunter. Nah, it'd be okay. Texter writes, I guess we all need to turn into money launderers. Yeah, all right. So love to know why you think South Carolinians are crushing it. Number one in the nation on OnlyFans, which is primarily a porn subscription service. Again, making $1,460 a month on average. The next closest state is just $900 a month. And the one after that, that was South Dakota. And the one after that, making only $720. That's Montana. What's up with those two? South Dakota, Montana? Yeah. So, and then the fourth state is New Hampshire. So we're making like double what the fourth state is making. What are y'all doing on OnlyFans? Because let me tell you, I don't want to go on there and see. I don't. They don't pay me enough to have that burned into my brain forever and not be able to get it. I don't want to know. Why don't you tell me what the deal is? Text me 71307. Really? Is it? Is that? Okay. No, I was just pointing out, I mean, we are like, you know, top three fattest state to top five, depending on the year. So I'm just saying, like, you know, if you're making your money getting naked on OnlyFans, like, who among us is doing that? Oh, Texter writes, people are looking for bigger boobs than the one currently in the White House. Okay. Another Texter writes, what state spends the most on OnlyFans? I don't know. I'll look it up. Another Texter writes, I don't know why, but it's a little disturbing. Honestly, can't blame them as much as I don't like it. I'm broke. I can't read the rest of that. Texter writes, in the 20s, the automobile was a whorehouse. Now the phone has become a whorehouse. Yes, it's all smut. Honestly, I don't know why God didn't burn it all down 6 months ago, because I would have. But that's just me. Another texter says, Southern Belles are the prettiest. Okay. Another texter writes, probably, probably watching a lot of those fitness videos. Maybe it's the fitness people who were so fat. Yeah. What? Are you serious? Texter writes, tear up. My daughter has a friend who sells her socks on OnlyFans, never gets undressed, and makes $5,000 per month. Is she modeling these socks? How does that work? Okay. Unbelievably quick action by cops at the Baltimore Bridge save lives. Listen to this. The cargo ship crew immediately sent out a mayday when their controls went. And there's audio of cops coordinating to stop traffic before the bridge fell. They had only 100 seconds to act. They're saying they saved a lot of lives acting that quickly. So at least there's some bit of good news coming out of Baltimore. Okay, couple of interesting things overnight with this. Joe Biden goes out and announces the federal government will let us pay for the whole thing. Yeah, no, the tax, but he's not broke. But you're not broken up. You look, you can still afford food. We'll just rebuild the bridge. Well, wasn't that container ship insured? I mean,
it's my intention that federal government will pay for the entire cost of reconstructing that bridge. And I expect the Congress to support my effort. The people of Baltimore can count on us, though, to stick with them at every step of the way until the port is reopened and the bridge is rebuilt.
You said the federal government's also going to pay for the repairs. I'm just curious. This was a ship that appears to be at fault. Is there any reason to believe that the company behind the ship should be held responsible? And then also, you
mentioned that could be, but we're not going to wait for that to happen. We're going to pay for it to get the bridge rebuilt and opened.
Whoa. Okay, so we're going to chunk printed money at the situation, and if the insurance company wants to pay, they can later. Why would you rush out and say this? I mean, Lee's right. He wants to sound like he cares or whatever, electioneering, blah, blah. No, but what do you get, though? What do they get? Because keep in mind, these are Democrat Party-run operations. The Baltimore ports, the Baltimore Harbor, all of it. What do you get from this? Why would you want the federal government to pay for this? No insurance investigation, that's why. Yeah, I mean, if the insurance company's not paying, the federal government is. There's no investigation. You know how thorough those insurance investigations are. Yeah, awfully thorough. They take more than the 6 hours it took the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security to say, oh, no terror here. And I went, what? How do you even know that? I mean, look, I accept it was probably an accident, but 6 hours? When they can't even tell us how many people in cars perished? You can't find that anywhere. But it wasn't terror. It wasn't a cyber attack. How do you know that? Because, see, terror here would have come in the form probably of a cyber attack. I don't believe anything the FBI says because all they do is lie to me. I mean, like, all they've done for years is lie to me. 6 hours. You know it's a terror attack. And the best way to keep another set of eyeballs off this whole thing is to go ahead and pay for the bridge so the insurance companies don't investigate. Oh, and start clearing it right away. Just saying. That'd be the most obvious reason you'd run right out there and say, oh, hey, you know what? The taxpayers pay for this. No, don't worry about the insurance companies. They don't have to pay. Go away now. Bye-bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time? Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.